Like I said before, I'm going to prepare every week like the starter, whether that's the case or not. That's the only thing I can do to help this football team win games. That's why I'm here. That's all I care about.
What did you see from the sidelines in the first three quarters of what was happening with the offense?
And we struggled. We didn't play very well. We got to play a lot better. We got to come out. We can't have penalties. We can't turn the ball over as a unit. That's not putting the blame on anybody. We have to play better as a unit, get the defense off the field quicker. They were on the field too much today. I believe in myself. That's all I'm worried about.
The way you threw these routes with such anticipation, you think that helped you with how quick the pressure was going in the pocket?
You know, the O-line did a really good job. I didn't really feel any pressure. I didn't feel hurried throwing the ball. I just felt like I was stepping into throws and was able to deliver it on time.
After all the work you guys put in the preseason and, you know, 8 months of preparation, was it disappointing to see that overall effort in the first half?
You know, it's the first game. Like I said, we got to start faster. As a unit, we need to practice better. We need to do everything better. It wasn't good enough. It's not to our standards. As a team, as a unit, whatever, we need to play better, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
As an offense, could you sense what was going wrong? Could you figure
out? I mean, it was lack of execution. We got to execute better. It's not the wrong plays or didn't. You know, when I got in the game, it wasn't magic plays or whatever. We executed a little bit better, but we have to start off executing the game in the first quarter like that. I mean, Nuke's one of the best in the game. No, they played the same game plan. You know, I don't know why. I didn't feel any pressure when I was throwing the ball. I mean, the sack, it was my fault. I stepped right into, you know, the back of Brandon. So I helped help them a little bit there, not purposely, but I got to get rid of the ball. Listen, I prepared a game harder than anybody probably in the league, or just as hard as anybody in the league, and I'm going to continue to do that. I take pride in my job. I take pride in being a Houston Texan. So I'm going to give them everything I got. Simple as that.
That one missed practice?
Hey, listen, I'm not, you know, we're over that. You know what I mean? We started the regular season. You're 2 weeks in the past. All I can do is worry about Carolina. Yeah.
Did you feel as you guys got close that there was a shot to kind of steal this?
There's always a shot. If there's time on the clock, the game's not over. I mean, that's in. We got to play all 60 minutes, and if it takes more, we have to play longer. So we got to be ready to go throughout the game and finish the game. You know, we gave ourselves a chance at the end, didn't execute. I missed Graham on a wide open, you know, flag route, whatever. So I got to hit him right there, and maybe we go score, and then we're only down three. I mean, you go watch the film. You go watch the film, regroup, and get ready for another good football team. Go on the road, play another good football team. What are you going to do, sit and pout? I mean, that's not going to help anything. And I don't think you ask anybody in the locker room, I don't think that's what they're thinking either. You know, I don't even know if I'll leave tonight. I might just stay here and start watching Carolina film, tell you the truth. Listen, I'm doing what the coaches tell me to do. I'm going to do whatever this team wants me to do or needs me to do. That's all I care about is winning football games. That's it. I don't care about any individual stuff. I care about Houston Texans winning football games.
Can you tell us how, in your words, how badly you want to be football on this Sunday?
I'll do what I'm told.
Ryan, you said, you know, you guys started to build at the end. Is that something that when you guys played offensively late to build on? Start over.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you the whole time.
So you guys started slowly offensively?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just shows the fight that we didn't lay down and just get stepped on. There's a lot of fight in this team. I think you can see that. We just had to play better throughout the whole game to be the football team we want to be. Because, you know, the first half, that's not the football team we don't believe that we are. So we have to go out, prepare, and execute a lot better from the get-go, from the opening gun.
Did it help you to kind of watch what they were doing from the very beginning?
I had a good idea what they're going to do anyway. But, yeah, once you see how the game declared itself, you kind of get a feel for how the game's going. So,
with the complexity of this offense and all the split reps in this offseason, how were you able to get on the same page with these receivers?
I mean, we worked so hard even before practice, after practice, extra routes, just talking about stuff in meetings. Like, the communication in this offense has got to be at an all-time high. You know, and I think we have a good handle on that. We just got to be better.